And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, this is an early edition of RP Grinders this week. How are you?
It's only because I have things to do with my family tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, and that... Go ahead,
Break. That's like tomorrow being Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I don't think anybody will listen to us then anyway.
Well, nobody listens to us anyways. I mean, it might have been a break of the trend if we did a show tomorrow. But I get it. Everybody wants to do anything.
I'm just hoping some chatters show up today because this was short notice.
It was real short notice. Nobody in there yet. So I'm not really expecting anybody in there. So, you know, it is what it is. I guess we'll just have to, be off on our own for one episode.
I'll try not to cry.
I know. It is short notice, though. You know what I'll do? I'll go ahead and replay this tomorrow for everybody. So, you know, we could still have the normal chatters in there. You know, it would be funny just to replay it and just see if anybody noticed. They probably wouldn't even notice.
Just pretend like it's live. Exactly. Why the hell aren't they reading chat?
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, let's get to it.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, what do we got?
We've got from RPG site, Telepath Tactics Liberated. That's a name. Anyways, set to release on March 14th, 2022 for Steam. And it's a SRPG where you can choose to push enemies off the cliff.
Ooh, I like this.
The tactic sort of has that, but you got to take into account height to make it actually mean anything.
Yeah.
I love doing that in
I think in this game though it could potentially result in instant death.
Yeah, Jedi Fallen Order is fun to do that shit, huh? Just, like, force throw people off the side of a cliff and stuff.
Yeah, especially if they're, like, looking over it and stuff. Like, oh, God, like, he's begging me to push him over. I mean, come on.
This is something that you and I differ on, Breakman. Now, see, me, I couldn't do that. Like, I'm always righteous in games. You know, I always want to play the paladin. You know, the guy that takes all the right... you know, does all the right things at the right times, even though it may cost him, you know, type deal. You're the type, like, fuck it, look at that. He's right, oh, look at that. He's right near the cliff. Fuck him, push. You know
what I mean? Environmental hazard bonus if we do it, though.
I know.
I bet just pushing on a pit just doesn't give me much.
Right.
All right. But, like, everything else is probably fair game.
Right. Hey, Judd's in chat. What's up, Judd? Judd is awesome. Welcome on in. We at least have one chatter. I did not expect that to even have one, but Judd's in there. So what's up, Judd? All right.
Sorry, my phone rang.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're sorry in advance for this show because it's going to be a train wreck like it normally is anyways. So, you know. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
Not really. Other than it's an SRPG.
All right.
Break it's apparently mind. A remake of a 2015 indie game with the same name, Telepath Tactics.
Gotcha. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from... Oh, still loading. Coming to us live from RPG site.
Mm-hmm.
Weird West delayed to March 31st, 2022. Let me see. In a video written message shown below... Not shown below because you can't see it. Wolfeye Studio and creative director Raph Colin... Antonio state that early feedback from beta testers show some unintended consequences from the game's immersive sim design, so a little bit more time is needed to deliver the best experience as possible. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I like he's straight out saying, hey, we saw stuff that we didn't like and we want to make this game better. That is fantastic. Good job. I'm rooting for your game now.
Yeah. You know what? The game looks fantastic, too. They do these weird little cool... Like, when you're in battle, I watch the trailer, Breakman, and when you're in battle, like, if certain events happens, like, if you pull off a really cool, like, move or spell or something, it zooms in, like zooms into the action to show you, and then zooms back out isometric. So it's really kind of a unique little thing, and it's got a really good aesthetic. Plus, I like the setting. So I'm really interested in this game, for sure. I'm definitely interested. So,
and here, let me give a little synopsis on it. There's a paragraph here. Weird West is an impressively deep mix of action RPG and immersive sim elements built on the Wolf Eye team's experience with Dishonored and Prey. Early feedback is fantastic, but as in the case with an immersive sim, there are a lot of variables that can lead to unintended consequences. More time is needed to deliver the experience the community expects from Wolfeye and Devolver. The team understands that this might be a disappointment to folks, but want to ensure that the game they've worked on for years is launched in the best form possible.
Yeah. This is good. This is good news. This is we all talk about this on a weekly basis. If you're putting off your game to get all the bugs out and make it look prettier, then we're all for it. You know, it's a good thing. You know, nobody wants another Cyberpunk 2077, you know, so.
Or Fallout 76, oh, or any God. Of that other shit. That
yeah.
Games that come out like months or maybe even a year before they should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Slagar says, is it Friday? No, this is impromptu. It's last minute. I know it, but nobody wanted to do a show tomorrow except for me. anyways.
I was okay to do a show with you tomorrow.
I know. Well, maybe you want to do something different tomorrow, Breakman? Maybe a retrospective on things? Because I think this is the last episode of the year. Am I right? Or do we have one more?
Yeah, I've got a couple retrospectives in the pipeline, but they're not going to be done before they'll be done before the end of the year, but just not done in the next couple days.
Yeah, Slager says.
Right. Maybe just Friday.
Maybe it is, man. I don't know. I lost track, man. I mean, it's all the weed I smoke, I bet.
It might as well be Friday.
Yeah, may as well. I mean, so is this the last episode of the year?
Probably tomorrow, because I'm doing this. I'm probably going to spend tomorrow night with Mrs. Breakman.
Okay. Well, this will be the last Grinders for the year. So there you go. We'll see you guys next time.
Free for All is definitely talking about games of the year.
Yeah, I think we could do our game a real quick game of the year next. You know.
Well, we can do a game of the year tonight. We've probably got enough time.
Yeah,
we
could.
A few new stories. There's no
right.
There's no Deer Break, man.
We need to finish the tournament, though.
We do need to finish.
Yeah,
the
we got to finish the tournament. We got to finish the news.
All right. Too. Well, let's get going. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Bravely Default. Surpasses 1 million. Oh, that's part two. Surpasses 1 million. I think this is not a big news story. I mean, there's no doubt that it was going to pass 1 million. Bravely Default's a pretty decent little franchise going. So
is that currently on sale, though, is what I want to know. For people who might be interested.
Yeah, well, to commemorate the milestone, Square Enix is holding a 30% off sale in Japan from December 22nd to January 17th. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll get... We'll get some
I think
sort
there's
of
one important word in there. It's sold, not shipped.
Yeah, that's true. That is important. Sold, not shipped. Yeah.
Especially when coming from Square Enix, because usually they don't celebrate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, this is good. I mean, that's good news for everybody, because Bravely Default is a pretty damn good game by all accounts.
Never got a chance to play it this year.
Yeah. But still, I mean, that's a good milestone. So, all right, next up, Eric.
We've got Nosia for PC. That's right, it's coming to PC, but now it's got a release date. I think the PC release was announced a while back, but it still was going to take a while for it to come out. But it's coming out in early 2022. It originally released on the Nintendo Switch on March of last year or this year. Might as well be last year at this point, though. But no real date set, so I guess whenever they can get it approved. But it's going to cost $24.99, and it'll support English, Japanese, and simplified Chinese languages.
Okay.
I should ask them for a code, but I want to ask them to see if they have any Switch code left, because they had put it through terminals.io, and I put it in a request, and they never responded, so... Maybe I'll just talk to Playism directly.
Yeah. Hey, are we doing a show next week? Because it is New Year's... Wait a minute. It's New Year's Eve next Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, next Friday is New Year's Eve.
Okay, so there is one more show this year, technically.
What, I'm not going to be here next.
You're not going to be.
Yeah, no. I thought we had this conversation.
No, all right, all right. Well, this will be the last show. I just thought I was like,
you just want to do another show.
I totally do, man. I was set to go tomorrow.
Just normal time. Do a Grindr dance party.
Maybe I'll do that, but just on Twitch because I'll get in trouble on YouTube. But
what's YouTube?
Yeah, exactly. Nobody ever says anything on YouTube. You know, see, so weird.
The dog even disapproved.
I know. Dog was like, you know, fuck that. Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit, I'm out. Okay. Let's see. Break, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG.
I was just thinking we could do a Grindr dance party of all the songs we've done in this tournament.
Oh, God.
To us live from RPG site. Pixel remaster version of Final Fantasy VI set to launch in February 2022. Was there ever like an official release date?
No. They seem to be parsing them out at least 2 months from each other. So,
okay, because the way they wrote this, it makes it sound like it's delayed. But I didn't think they'd announce the date.
No.
And this is from Square. In order to bring you the best experience possible, we're allowing the necessary time to apply final polish while finishing development of the game. We'll be adding new items for those that pre-purchased the game individually or have purchased the Pixel Remaster bundle on Steam. We're looking forward to sharing the final title in our Pixel Remaster series with you all early next year, and we hope you're looking forward to it.
Can we get a remake of 4 through 6 on the PS5, Xbox?
I mean, 3D remakes of this would be awesome.
It'll take Square like forever to do it.
They don't have to go to the level of like Final Fantasy VII and
oh yeah, they do.
I'd happen like a with like a Final Fantasy IV type remake of
No. I want the 7 treatment for at least 4 through 6. That would be.
I kind of don't because they'll probably have to skip a lot of stuff, and I have no reason to believe that Final Fantasy VII remakes part 2 through however this one many they decide to go are going to cover the entire breadth of the 7 because. Based on the way that first game ended, they could just very well end it with the next part. Because, you know, they could just, things change and
right.
They manage to solve their problem early.
I agree, but I think it would be interesting. They could do a three-parter for 4, a three-parter for 5, maybe a four-parter for 6. And I mean, people would eat it up, right? I mean, would you be in, Breakman, if they announced 4? Let's say they did 6, right? Just decided to do a remake of 6. Would you be in on that for all absolutely. Parts?
Well, like 6 would give them a chance to flesh out the characters more and to like fix the second half of the game.
Oh, my God.
They're going to really have to edit Edgar.
Because
the second half of the game feels really rushed.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's some actually pre-order bonuses with this too. If you pre-order, there's a time lapse remix of a few different themes, and the time lapse remix is they play the original theme and then it kind of flows into the remix theme. So you get those, and there's some free wallpapers they're throwing in as well.
Yeah, how nice! Those are nifty little bonuses.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be worth the $18.99 they're probably going to charge for the game, but, you know, whatever.
I know. Fucking Square tax, man. All right. Last story of the day.
I'd still say that 9's a better game than 6, even though 6 is my all-time favorite because of nostalgia. I have nostalgia for it, but 9 does what 6 does with more efficiency.
It's a good point. That's a good point, Eric. I may tend to agree with you on that. I love 6 a little bit more than 9, but I think 9's the most underrated game in the series, to be honest with you. All right, let's end in style. I get the last story of the year, and it's also Final Fantasy related. PlayStation Plus subscribers can upgrade Final Fantasy VII Remake to its PS5 version starting yesterday. So there you go. It was already free with Plus, so they're giving you the option to upgrade.
That window was already closed a while back, but if you picked it up then, you can upgrade now.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that. So there you go. And you can get 25% off of the Yuffie DLC.
Yeah, you don't. I guess you don't need my disc anymore. But
yeah, so there you go.
But you'll have to be subscribe to PS Plus to continue playing.
But that's a nifty little thing. You know, that's kind of cool. So if you picked it up, which obviously was what, a couple months back where it was free, you know, on PlayStation Plus, you can now upgrade it to the PS5 version if you have a PS5. So, all right, that is the news. Any homie discounts at anybody? I know there's tons of end of year sales, but there, I mean, literally the list, it's like pages and pages on the PlayStation Store. I was looking through the Xbox stuff. I mean, it's all the normal sales that we've grown to love these past few months. There are a few, like Deathloop, I think, is on sale on PS5 for like 50% off.
I will say that the Fighters Pass for all three of them, for the Dragon Ball FighterZ, for all platforms, is available on sale. You can pick about all three of them up for around $30.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Anybody else have any sales, any deals at the end of the year? Breakman, anything of note?
Nope.
Yeah.
But if you have Game Pass, you can just download FighterZ because it's on there. I'm pretty sure it has the DLC available. Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's move on because I know Breakman doesn't have anything for Dear Breakman this week, which is super sad at the end of the year. But hopefully in the new year, we will get more Breakman questions. I can't play any games I want to try lately, Slagar says.
There's, I don't know. It sounds like Slagar is not a fan of the Metroidvania genre, but you might want to check out the Record of Lotus Sword, Deedle and Wonder Labyrinth, which is on Game Pass, and I'm pretty sure that includes both Windows 10 and the Xbox.
Huh. That's interesting. I wished I had the new Xbox. I would I'd play it. I'd get a pass and play it. All right, let's move on to
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman. Did we lose Breakman?
Oh, boy.
We lost Breakman. Are you on mute, Breakman? I think I'm going to cancel Game Pass. The only game I downloaded in the last 2 months is Lawn Mowing Simulator.
Yeah, just resub whenever you feel like playing another game that's on the list.
Yeah, I mean, I do that with HBO Max. Like, I'm going to resub to HBO Max just so I can watch Matrix. All right, Eric, what you been playing?
I've been playing more Aegis Rim, 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim, and Shin Megami Tensei 5, and I knocked out a few more of the achievements in the Xbox version of Final Fantasy 15. I basically got the platinum for the game because I am not doing any of the DLC or update related achievements that they put out.
Yeah,
because I kind of hate the way that Xbox does it, because it just lumps it all together instead of separating it by, like, updating DLC.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, do we have you back?
Hold on a moment.
Okay, I'm holding. I played...
I wasn't done.
Oh, actually. I'm sorry, I thought you were done.
There's one more game, Adventure Time Secret of the Nameless Kingdom, and I'll have a review for that, hopefully soon.
Okay, cool, man. I played a little more Phoenix Rising. I'm making very slow progress in that game because I'm just taking my time with it. I'm enjoying it. Slager says new Metroid. You said no. He was talking about
that Metroidvania.
Yeah.
But there is Metroid Dread out there. You can check that out.
Yeah, Metroid Dread. I heard is a great game. I wanted to play it. I just haven't gotten it yet. But yeah. No, he was talking about Record of Lodoss War, Deedlit's Adventure or something. I don't know what the tagline is on that.
Deedlit's Wonder Labyrinth.
Oh, Deedlit, Wonder Labyrinth.
No, Deedlit in Wonder Labyrinth.
Oh, okay. There you go. So there you go. That's all what I've been playing. Breakman, do we have you back?
So I've been playing Halo Infinite, mostly the multiplayer. I haven't played the single player a little bit, not that much, because I just haven't had time to really sit down and play it.
Yeah. All right.
Excuse me, I had to belch. I had to mute myself. I shouldn't say I didn't have time. I played it a little bit over the weekend. I just didn't have time over the week.
Yeah.
Just killed a bunch more bosses. There's tons of bosses in this game. Yeah. Every time I turn around, like, there's another boss. I'm like, ah, shit. Oh, by the way, Bassus is an asshole. That guy can go suck it. Fuck him.
Wow. That's some strong words. Those are fighting words.
He's a fucking prick. He can eat my ass. He's dead. fuck him. Yeah. So anyway. I've been playing Breath of the Wild some more, and I haven't done anything unique. I've just been trying to get more shrines and get my health up, mostly. Yeah. I've got 16 hearts now, I think.
Wow, getting up there. That's good, man.
Yeah, I think it goes up to like 20 or something.
Yeah, that's really good, man. It's good stuff. Still looking for the shrines.
How many shrines are in there? I've got 90 already, and it still feels like there's a bunch more. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, keep searching. One day you'll finally beat that game. Yeah,
there's a couple of them that I'm still having trouble finding. Like, one in the snow, and another's like a riddle or something that I was having a little trouble with. But the snow one's pissed me off. That one took me like 2 days to find. Now there's another one that I can't find. I just want to throw something.
Yeah, don't throw your Switch, man. Definitely.
No, I'm not going to throw a Switch. Yeah. I'm going to throw something else. But, all this time and effort, and I gotta go out and hunt for supplies.
So you mean you don't want to go on YouTube and just find a video showing you where exactly you need to go?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna end up doing that real quick.
Yeah, I mean, that might save you a day or two, man. I don't know, I'm just saying. But, alright, let's move on to
RP Grinders Reviews.
Alright, Breakman, do you have any reviews this week?
No, I haven't seen the last episode of Hawkeye yet, so nothing.
Yeah, alright. Eric, reviews.
Yeah, I got a review of The Matrix Resurrections and 13 Sentinels, because it's going to figure into my Game of Year choice, okay. So I might as well review it now. But which one do you want first?
If you're going to do Matrix Resurrections, no spoilers, please, because I have not had a chance to watch it. So
yeah, so this is Matrix 4, and it's done exclusively by Lana Wachowski. And, well, it is a sequel to the first three movies that relies a lot on the first movie specifically, because it uses a lot of footage, because the basic plot is Neo didn't die and he was recaptured by the machines, and he's been stuck in a simulation just like last time, but this time he's a game developer who's making who made a game series based on the events of his life. So basically The Matrix became a video game.
Yeah. Wow. Hopefully it went better than...
And it is some kind of meta commentary, and someone's kind of put it succinctly on Twitter by describing it as the Metal Gear Solid 2 of the Matrix series or something.
That's interesting. Alright. Okay, so do you want to give us a score, or do you want to go into more detail?
I'm going to go into a little bit more detail. The first half was a little weak. Second half is a little stronger. The fighting is kind of messy, and the editing and the storytelling is kind of all over the place, and you could tell there was production issues that plagued this movie. And but despite all that, I still had a little bit of fun with it.
Alright, so what do you give it?
And there is a post-credit scene for the movie, because of course it's just a thing that happens nowadays. But it's like the stupidest thing ever. You probably wouldn't want to waste your time watching it. It is really dumb, trust me. But there are lots of people that are very divisive about it online, because that's just how the internet works.
Yeah.
But I think it's more pointed this time than usual. But I'm going to give this movie... I'm going to give it a 6.5.
All right. Slightly above average. Good.
Better than Revolutions, but not as good as the first movie or Reloaded. Yeah. Despite the fact I had some issues with Reloaded.
Yeah. Alright. So, on to your review of 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim.
Yeah, this is a VanillaWare's latest game, and some people are describing it as a visual novel. No, a visual novel is where you look at a text box and you watch text go across the screen. You hear people talk. You see things happen, usually in stills. This is more of an adventure game. In fact, there's the adventure section is called adventure for that reason. But it's split between that section and the destruction section, which is like a tower defense RTS game where you have to move your units in specific areas and then intercept the enemy. And some of them have like the ability to put up drones that attack the enemy or either divert attention away. And you can put up sentry guns to just help you take care of like the small fry. And sometimes you have to use EMPs to knock them down so the melee units can just kill them. And it's all represented in like this weird radar like screen. And you can actually see what they look like. And the only time you get the good chance of what any characters look like when they're fighting in the battles is when you're looking at like what like some kind of small little demo that plays in like a small video on the side of the screen. And it's a really interesting but also confusing story because it's a freeform like adventure game. Like the only time you get roadblocked is when you have to meet a requirement to unlock the rest of that character's route. And so the idea is just piece together of all these events that happens that lead up to the final battle that are what you're doing in destruction mode. So you're basically learning how they all got there. But, and if you ever get lost, you can always check the analysis section to help you, like, figure things out in case you can't understand story as well. So that's nice. It is really fun, and I like the story. It's pretty interesting, and if you play it on PS5, whatever performance problems that existed on the base PS4 are just gone. And I'm sure it's like that if you had a Pro, but it's probably even more so with the PS5. And there's practically zero load times, because I think the game was just really optimized to begin with, so it's even better on with an SSD drive.
Right.
But that's pretty nice that the game runs as smoothly as it does, even without any natural or native PS5 release. But I'm really hoping the Switch version can overcome some of those issues. Like maybe it'll be better optimized than even the base PS4 version was, because they're gonna have to, because it's not as powerful as the console is. PS4. Mm. But it did look like it was playing at 60 FPS, so that'll be nice. And hopefully the load times aren't that small. And the heavier sections during like the RTS sections and you're shooting missiles everywhere don't slow the game down too much. And I think that's where the performance issues are coming in.
Breakman is exiled, by the way. just saying.
But I'm gonna give this game 10 out of 10.
Oof.
And it is one of the game of the year categories. It's not the game of the year because it released a year ago. So it is the game of the year for regardless of year category.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, cool, man. Break, you didn't have any reviews, right? I didn't have any either. Is that it? Any final thoughts on that, Eric, or are we good to go?
No, we're done.
All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the week.
I got a stinko. Let me start this week. It's cool. Breakman. Just for his chatter. Just saying. So that's my Stinko this week. Breakman, awesome. You have a Stinko?
I've got one. Oh, I've kind of two. It's really goes to Twitter. I got a 12-hour slap again today.
Oh God.
Because I told what was that guy's name from New York who was saying that it's so unfair that tourists have to see homeless people. Which I told him, fuck you, eat shit, and I got a 12.
You gotta be fucking shitty. He was basically saying just the optics made him pissed off. Seeing homeless people, is that what I gather?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck him. Fuck him. Whoever it is.
Somebody from New York. Let's see if I can remember. I wish I could remember.
Fuck you, eat shit from the Grinders. Just letting you know. Fuck you, eat shit.
He is kind of right, though. I wouldn't want to see tourists or the homeless either, because I'd rather solve the homeless problem so that we wouldn't have to see them.
Well, right, but that look, I'll talk about that in a minute, because my Stinko kind of is related to that. But
we know what he meant, Mike.
Right. Anything else, Breakman?
Oh, here it is. Here he is. Bill Bratton, his name is on Twitter, it's at commish, or commiss, because it doesn't for the whole word, Bratton. He said, you know why New York's recovery isn't happening? This photo today on the E-train at 6:45 a.m. at 42nd and 8th says it all. Why should working people and tourists be subject to this? How's it fair to those who need services? Imagine the cops' frustration with no support to deal with it.
Oh, boy.
For homeless people.
You gotta be also fucking joking me. Yeah, fuck him. I mean, he can eat shit.
He's talking about fairness and the people who have the least fair in life.
I mean,
what the fuck?
Right. Well, this is common problem, break, man. This is, I mean, people think that homeless people aren't even people, right? And,
well, he clearly doesn't.
Look, the majority of people in this country feel that way, break, man. I've grown to find out. Like, I'm struggling to get, I struggled to get an episode done of my docuseries, but it's going to happen before the end of the year. My docuseries is to show that these people, these homeless people, are just that. They're fucking people. You know, they're not some toy, some trash that you see on the side of the road that you think you can just sweep aside like the Denver police do all the time. What the fuck is wrong with people, Breakman? You had every right to say that.
I've seen a lot of excuses on it, too. Well, there's homeless shelters they can go to and stuff. No, those are for them to sleep at night. They kick them out during the day.
Right. And you know what?
It's an apartment. They can't stay there.
And those people fill up those shelters so fast that a lot of people are turned away. What do those people do?
Even on the coldest of nights.
Right. Right, and it's sad, and it sucks, and I'm trying to make a difference with that. So, I don't know. It just it's a bunch of shit, and it sucks, and you know, it's sad.
I've been nice, and I've been behaving, and because my other part of the Twitter Stinko goes to the half of the reaction I've gotten to this tweet I put out yesterday, or not, I put out 2 days ago, and it turned into a complete explosion.
Flooded my timeline.
I was completely blown away by this, but it was about Rittenhouse, how he was treated as he got a hero's welcome, a standing ovation. My tweet was, a killer gets a standing ovation. This is the world these people want, a world where killers are treated like heroes.
Oh, boy.
What did I get wrong?
I don't know, man.
Standing ovation to a guy who killed people. And I've had people like, he's not a killer, it was self-defense. Well, I just looked in the dictionary. It says they kill. A killer is someone who killed.
Yeah.
There's no real distinctions other than that, so if you got a problem with it, you can take your complaints up with fucking Webster, because fuck you.
Yeah.
I didn't make the definition. Kyle Rittenhouse is a killer whether you think he defended himself or not.
Well, look, I saw the video, and you guys know my thoughts, right? Like, I'm a Second Amendment guy. I think, you know, you should have the right to own a weapon responsibly. I think it was definitely irresponsible for Kyle Rittenhouse to be in that situation. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So,
and then he was, defending his life, the argument they got, and he got that through court. That's, I understand, like, their perspective on it, like, why the jury would definitely have to acquit him with what the evidence is and what the law is.
Yeah, yeah.
I just absolutely don't agree with it.
Yeah, I understand. I just, to me,
because I don't think it could be considered self-defense if you go somewhere armed.
Right.
Especially if you go to a place where riots are happening.
Right. Armed. Well, and then
you were looking for trouble.
He was, no doubt looking for trouble. He's not innocent. He's not a hero. Yeah. I've said it time and time again. He's probably not guilty of the murder charges.
Because of how the law's written.
Right. Because of how the law's written.
Standard ground laws that have been
right.
Essentially just they're legalizing vigilantism.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk more about this. This is a whole subject, Breakman.
And another one with that I love the and all these papers. He's going to sue everybody. Called him a white supremacist, really? Because all they got to do is Google all these pictures of him posing with white supremacists and flashing mm-hmm. white supremacist hand signals with them.
Right.
He's going to get laughed out of court.
Right. Right. No doubt. No doubt about that, Breakman. And he should be. I mean, you know, yeah. He got very lucky. I mean, the law did allow him to, get away with killing somebody.
And we shouldn't forget that the judge was crappy and the prosecutors were even worse.
Yeah, yeah. He's no hero at all.
No,
whatsoever.
Not at all.
And that was
what really sparked everybody off, as I said, he's not a hero. And that pissed off a lot of people. But... we didn't even done Eric Stinger.
Hell, he's not even Snow from Final Fantasy 13.
yeah. So hold on to your Sweeto, Breakman, because I haven't done my Stinko, neither is Eric.
Okay,
Eric,
my Sweeto actually leads from Twitter, which yeah. is, but it's fine. We can get back to it.
Eric, your Stinko of the week. Speaking
not
of
really.
Twitter. What's that?
I don't have any.
You don't have any. Okay. Well, mine, we were talking about homeless people, right, Breakman? Mine is the fact that Denver is making homelessness a criminal activity. I mean, you can't be homeless without being accosted or roughed up or, you know, moved or swept or, you know, it just, I think during the holidays, I think especially like November and December, they should just stop. They should stop, period. Homeless sweeps don't do anything but displace people. So that's my stinko, especially during the holidays. But let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweeto of the week.
All right, I'm going to go into mine first. I normally start with Eric's, but I'm going to go in mine because my Sweeto has to do with, speaking of homeless people, I am doing a docuseries. I didn't think I was going to be able to, but I got an episode that needs to be edited within this next week. So it will be out this coming week at some point. I got to get with the editor to try to hammer out some details. But I got all the photography done, the narration's done, the interview is done, the stock footage is done. So everything is done but the editing. So once it's edited, I will get it out on my other channel, Mexican Longhair, and I'm hoping that everybody takes a look at it because it might change people's opinions on homeless people. The interview was super powerful. So that's all I'm going to say on that. And also, Breakman, I think you gave me an Xmas gift on the old Skype-a-Rooney, right? Or the Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what I'm getting into, but I know it was a very generous gift, Breakman, and I will definitely be searching the eShop real soon. So appreciate that, man.
Okay, I was going to say, I made sure that they said that it was the eShop, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Break.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's go with Eric's. Do you have a Sweeto this week? I know this one's from last week.
The eShop car I got from you.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Break.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Cool. Anything else, Eric?
Oh, yeah. Christmas present. My parents paid off the remainder of my car payments that I had.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Gift.
That's a good gift, dude. That's a huge.
I had a little over 2,000 left on it.
Oh, holy shit, that is an amazing gift.
That is a great gift, man. That's, I wish to, can your parents adopt me for just a Christmas break, man?
Right.
Eric, yeah, that'd be cool. Alright, anything else, Eric?
Nothing really.
Alright, Breakman, your Sweeto, which leads from your Twitter rant.
From the Twitter, my Sweeto goes to all the people who obviously jumped in there to say, hey, fuck you, like all the Rittenhouse defenders. They have outnumbered the, obviously, the defenders of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, although the defenders have been very vocal. Like, there's one who has been tweeting over and over and over again in defense of Rittenhouse. And guess what her name is?
What?
Take a wild guess.
Her name?
Yeah. Oh, it's a female name.
Betty Loves Guns?
No, no. Karen.
Oh!
Her name is Karen Lively.
Oh, wow.
Like, I've been dealing with a Karen for the last 3 days on Twitter.
That's
an actual Karen.
Yes.
An actual Karen on Twitter. Wow. You couldn't have written it any better.
At Lively Games, Karen Lively. Yeah,
wow.
For
wow.
The last 3 days now.
All right, guys.
And that's not all. I have another Sweeto.
You got another
Sweeto,
right? Go ahead.
Yeah,
go.
There was a, I believe last week we made a bet that I didn't actually want to make.
Oh, fuck.
About football teams. Yeah, you wanted to wiggle out of it, but since you brought up the bet in the first place.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I won. Yeah. I think it's a Sweeto for me.
Well, this is kind of cool because it includes this episode, but yeah, starting from this episode, Breakman has exile powers, so this sucks because my quarterback got hurt, Breakman, and I know there's no excuses in football, but it really blows because I think we should have won that fucking game, but whatever. You can have your fun.
I don't think you would have won even if you didn't get hurt. But
oh, I'm pretty sure we would have. Bridgewater's a better quarterback than fucking Drew Locke, but whatever. You win. I'll take it.
He got a touchdown when Bridgewater couldn't.
Ugh. All right. I don't even want to talk about it. Defense did awesome in that game.
By the way, also that goes to the other part of that, that he just had a concussion and he's okay.
Yeah, he is okay.
When
which
I say
is cool.
Just had a concussion, I've had him before, so I'll say just a concussion, but
yeah,
they can really mess you up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
but the way he landed, like I honestly thought he might have been paralyzed.
I did too. I thought he broke his neck or something. Man, it looked awful. It was terrible. The hit was, man, that was a heck of a hit, man. There could have been a penalty. I mean, I think it should have been a penalty, but you know, whatever. Bygones be bygones. For the first time in years, the fucking Bengals beat the Broncos in Denver. I couldn't believe it, man.
No, that's why I'm celebrating too. Yeah. Because usually you bring up these bets because your team wins.
I know. I know. I haven't lost a bet to you in like what, 5, 6, 7 years, man. It's been a long time, man. We rarely bet, but when we do, I usually come out on the winning end. So you better enjoy it, man. So
yep.
I mean, the only person in chat that you can really mess with right now is Slagar. So I don't know if you want to just give him the exile right now, but you know, I mean, he
too
doesn't.
Bad Freak isn't here.
Yeah, I know. Too bad Freak.
Because then Break wouldn't exile him.
I know. I know. He would not use his exile power. don't worry, we'll beat them Saturday. Ooh, do you guys play the Green Bay Packers next, Breakman?
No.
He says we'll beat them Saturday. Who's playing Saturday, Slagar? The Broncos? The Broncos aren't playing Saturday.
Bengals playing Sunday.
Yeah. What are you talking about, Slagar? Which teams? Oh, the Browns. No, it's the Bengals, not the Browns.
Yeah, I'm not a Browns fan, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
The other Ohio team, the other losers in Ohio.
I know. They're going to make the playoffs this year, man. It's pretty exciting.
I know.
I'm just hoping that the Cincinnati Bearcats beat Alabama, man. That would be
would be amazing. It's a long shot, but it would be so amazing.
It's a long shot, but I'm hoping, man. Yeah. Nobody cares about the Bengals. That's true.
Yeah, that's later. Pretty much the reaction
yeah.
I usually expect.
All right. Free for all. Did I already play the music or did I not? Did I not play the music?
I don't remember.
Let's play the music. Hold on, come on.
It's a free for all. Little man. Yeah, it's a free for all. Wow.
All right, guys and gals.
You know what? You gave me amazing powers, and I need to use them right now. Exiled!
Well, before that, there is kind of a homing discount. They're like, out of all the sales on the eShop and Xbox and stuff like that, one's consistent among all three platforms, and that is you can get Blasphemous for about $8.
Ooh, that I might look into that. That game looks interesting enough to buy.
And there's
for
a new
$8.
DLC pack out for it. It's a free update.
Oh, cool. All right. Oh, wow. So you did Exile Slagar. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Free for all. We're going to finish up this tournament.
Well, someone had to do it.
Yeah, I know. I know. We're going to finish up this tournament of the funniest Christmas song of all time. So let's start right at the top here. The Night Santa Went Crazy by Weird Al Yankovic versus Christmas Time in Hell from the South Park guys. So, Breakman, do the honors. Who are you picking on this one?
Oh, wow. We're doing all of them, so I don't need to update the spreadsheet this time, do I?
I don't think you need to update it. Just, well...
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, well, you do, okay. just for posterity sake, you know. Slagar says the Weird Al song, so...
This one's really hard. These are both great songs.
You're going to get killed if you don't pick what Mrs. Breakman wants you to pick on this one. Just saying.
Yeah, it's not just that. I was just thinking, like, the Christmas Time in Hell is such a catchy tune. You can really... It feels like it's one of those songs you can sing all year long.
Hmm. Okay.
Not just Christmas, just because it's so catchy.
All right, you're picking Christmas Time in Hell? Yes? All right.
Yes.
Eric, what are you picking?
I'm going on with the same...
All right, well, it doesn't really matter what I say now, does it? But we'll make it a trifecta. Christmas Time in Hell moves on. Go ahead and fill it in so that way I know who's the next round, Breakman.
I have a spreadsheet loaded yet. I'm still
trying
to get
there. All right, well, then I will go on. Yeah, you know who won that. So let's go on to the next one. It's Father Christmas by The Kinks, which is a great song, versus Scary Fucked Up Christmas. But who did it? Was it Garfunkel?
Yeah, Garfunkel.
Garfunkel notes. Okay. So Father Christmas going up against Scary Fucked Up Christmas. Eric, who do you got in this matchup?
Gonna have to go with Father Christmas.
Okay, Eric. I'm sorry, Break. What are you going with on this one?
This one's hard because the Father Christmas is an actual song, you know, whereas. Yeah. Whereas Garfunkel and Oates' song is—it's just made to be like a comedy song. It's not anything more than that. Whereas Father Christmas is one of those, like, you know, it's hard to explain it. What I'm trying to say. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I know what you're saying, man. It's all good. It is a comedy song though, but it's a thinking person's comedy song. The Kinks' Father Christmas.
Yeah, I just mean like the Garfunkel and Oates weren't trying to make like a. A top 40, like
right,
trying to outdo the Rolling Stones or something like that. Like they're competing with like comedians,
right?
And such.
No, we get you.
Okay, let me see. I don't know. This is hard.
It is. That's what she said. But anyways, go ahead.
I'm gonna put it on you then. I'm gonna pick Garfunkel notes and the hard.
Oh, you son of a bitch! You son of a bitch! You are, man, you're something else, Breakman.
You're a motherfucker, Mr. Grinch.
All right, just to spite you then, Breakman, I'm going Father Christmas. Father Christmas moves on, even though I do like the Garfunkel and Oates quite a bit. They are awesome. All right, what's going on here? Let's see. Yeah, okay, we did it right. We did Father Christmas versus Scary Fucked Up. Next one is The Things I Want versus I Wish You'd Roll a New Blunt. I'm going to go first on this one. I'm going to go... Oh, fuck, this is a tough one. Well, you know what? I'm going to spite you times two, Breakman, and I'm going to put you in a precarious position. I'm going to vote for I Wish You'd Roll a New Blunt, a new holiday tradition. So it's up. What are you saying, Breakman?
I am going to go with the D.
Okay, so it's up to Eric.
As much as I love Afro Man, I love the D more. And some of the, just Jack Black's brain is an interesting world, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So Eric, it's up to you then. You're the tiebreaker. Things I Want by Tenacious D going up against Afro Man's I Wish You'd Roll a New Blunt.
I'm going with Tenacious D because the thing about that song is that it's playing off the lyrics of another song and it's repetitive.
I think you're going with the Things I Want because you're a son of a bitch, but that's just my opinion. all right, we're moving down to the
son of a bitch.
Right. We're moving down to the bottom of the bracket here. All I Want for Christmas is Nudes versus Secret Santa. I'm going to go first on this one. I'm going to go for All I Want for Christmas is Nudes because, I mean, what's a better Christmas gift than that? Eric, what are you picking?
What was the other song?
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa.
I love Secret Santa as well. All I Want for Christmas is Nudes is a funny song, but Secret Santa is, again, like Father Christmas, this is a real song where it's, you know, not all made. Right. Where God, I don't know how else to explain it other than call it a real song. I'm not saying All I Want for Christmas isn't a nude, or All I Want for Christmas is Nudes isn't a real song.
Okay, well, you're a son of a bitch too,
Secret Santa,
Blake Man.
Anyway.
Yeah, you picked Secret Santa, and you're wrong again, but that's okay. So we're down to the final four here, it looks like. We got, what do we got left? We got Christmas Time in Hell from the South Park gang versus Father Christmas from the Kinks. Eric, you go first on this one.
Oh, Father Christmas.
All right, Breakman?
I gotta go with Christmas Time in Hell.
Fuck, this is a hard one because Christmas Time in Hell is a really good song. It is catchy. But how can I go against the Kinks, man? Fuck, this is so hard. This is the hardest matchup for me by far, but, God damn it. I can't go against the Kinks. I'm picking the Kinks. I think the Kinks, song is, like I said, a thinking person's, kind of, you know, Christmas song. It moves on to the finals. So now we're down to the last matchup in the semifinals. It's the Things I Want versus, God, I have to roll all the way down here, Secret Santa. Breakman, you do the honors here.
I love the Things I Want. I'm Tenacious D, I'm a huge fan. But I've said before, Secret Santa's my favorite Christmas song, and it has a fantastic video to go along with it, too, which is it's kind of a riff on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So.
All right. Eric?
Secret Santa.
All right. I think we're all in on this one. No disrespect to Tenacious D, but Secret Santa moves on. So the final matchup to determine the funniest Christmas song of all time, The Kinks, Father Christmas versus Secret Santa. I'll go first on this one. Actually, I'm not going to go first on this one. Eric, you're going to go first on this one. Secret Santa versus the Kinks, Father Christmas.
I'm going with Secret Santa again.
All right. I'm going to go with Father Christmas, which means that Breakman.
You're putting it on me to,
yep.
to vote against my favorite song, you yes. silly Frank.
Yes.
You know it's got to be Secret Santa then.
All right, Secret Santa wins. I knew what you were going to pick, Breakman.
The category for this was supposed to be funniest Christmas songs, and it's definitely a funnier Christmas song.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, it's like I said, it's a thinking person's funny song, but Secret Santa is definitely a great Christmas song. Yeah, Slagar says rigged. It wasn't rigged, Slagar. But I hate.
Honestly, like the funniest song on the list. I don't necessarily think it was Secret Santa. Like I would say it was probably. No.
I think Secret Santa's up there. I think.
I'm not saying like it's just like a pure comedy is what I mean. Yeah. Like something.
I think Scary Fucked Up Christmas would have been my choice as the
funniest. Like I think there's probably the actual funniest song on here.
Yeah, well, Secret
Santa's
no.
Secret Santa offers you a funny music. Well, Garfield Kamonks has a video too, which is not as good as the Secret Santa video.
Right.
Secret Santa is really good.
Alright, well,
Drunk Rudolph, a breakdancing Abominable Snowman,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Alright, well, we finished up the tournament, guys. We got real quick time to talk about our favorite games of the year. Eric, I'm going to go with you. Your game of the year that came out this year, or the game of the year that you've played this year?
For this year, it'd probably have to be Arise. I didn't play that many games that came out this year that were RPGs. So it has to probably be Tales of Arise.
All right.
And for a while, though, for regardless of year, my favorite RPG would probably have to be... it was probably going to be Final Fantasy XV, but then I played Aegis Rim, and I liked that a lot more.
Yeah.
And it's just a more well-put-together game. Designing... Yeah. The production issues that game did.
Yeah.
But like for like a game that isn't an RPG though, I'd probably give it to Metroid Dread.
Ooh, good choice, man. Good choice. All right. Any other games that you want to mention before I ask Breakman, Eric?
Honorable mentions would be Final Fantasy 15 for the reasons I stated earlier.
Okay. Breakman. Your game of the year.
My game of the year didn't even come out this year. It's old at this point. Breath of the Wild. It's been a fantastic game.
Yeah.
There have been a few times where I've been like, fuck this game! For the most part, it's like, I love this game. I want to keep exploring and seeing stuff.
Right.
When they have me like tilting my Switch into weird positions, I want to fucking throw the Switch. But other than that, you know, it's a blast. Yeah. As far as like games that came out this year, even though it hasn't been out long, Halo Infinite's been just a refresher of the Halo world, and it's been a lot of fun. And as an honorable mention, I'd like to add Dungeons 3.
Oh, okay, yeah, you talked a lot about Dungeons 3 during the year. That's a perfectly good choice. My game of the year, even though it's not an RPG, is Resident Evil 7 Village.
Eight.
That's right. Seven was the. I didn't enjoy seven as much. I haven't beat it, but I already can tell. I mean, graphically, it's one of the finest video games that you'll ever see. It's intense. It's just a fine game all the way around. It reminds me of all the best elements of four, coupled with the best elements of the remake of two. It's just an amazing, amazing accomplishment from those guys. And I mean, I can't recommend it enough. I think it's the gameplay is outstanding. Graphics are...
I think it's like half off on at least the Xbox Store.
Yeah, it scared... When I first played it, it scared the living fucking shit out of me at the very beginning of the game, which is really, really hard to do. But it's intense. I mean, it's a great game. It's just a great game. I want to make
mention. Also, the knife only run's totally doable.
Shit, not for me, man. I'll skip on that. I mean, it's hard enough and stressful enough to
play on easy.
Yeah,
it's easier.
Yeah, I know that, but trust me, it's
pretty much the only way to do it unless you're really good at the game.
Yeah. I do want to make mention of Immortals Fenyx Rising. I think that's an amazing game, an underrated game. I hate Ubisoft, but I really do like this game. It's a fun adventure game. In as much as you liked Breath of the Wild, Breakman, I'm going to say that Immortals Fenyx Rising is a treat to play. You know what I mean? It's one of those games that it's pure fun, enjoyable. Just bliss. One more honorable mention, a couple of honorable mentions. I almost gave Final Fantasy VII Remake the nod on my game of the year because I thought it was excellent. And I wasn't a big fan of 7 when it came out, to be honest with you. So, I mean, what they did with that game was just great. And the other game that I want to mention RPG-wise is Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne, the HD remaster. I mean, the game is super hard. I mean, it's a very, very difficult game, but I think it's a great remaster. And it's worthy of checking out. I want to say Aegis Rim, but I just didn't get a chance to play a lot of it.
My honorable mention for non-RPG would probably have to go to the Greatest Attorney Chronicles.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been a really great banner year for games. It's not going to let up next year. I mean, we've got games lined up for next year that are going to just knock our socks off. My goal for next year is to obtain an Xbox Series X, you know, so I can play some of the stuff on there. I heard that system's really good. What's that?
Start looking now.
Yeah, well, I mean,
there's probably going to be another, like, restock in a couple weeks.
I'm hoping. That'd be really cool. I mean, I really do want an Xbox just to have all the systems. I got a PS5, you know. I mean, and it my Xbox didn't get enough love last gen, so I want a current gen Xbox, and I want to explore Halo. And
is Frank gonna buy Elden Ring and get angry at it?
I always do, man. Like, those games piss me off, but in a good way. Just like Nocturne, man. Nocturne will make you pull your hair. I do want to make mention of, actually, you know what I should have made my game of the year? A couple of mentions. One is Guardians of the Galaxy. I think it's underrated. I got a chance to play a little bit of it last week, and I forgot to mention, but fantastic game, guys. Underrated, for sure. You know, I mean, I was really debating whether or not that Cyberpunk 2077 was my game of the year, but ultimately, I just... No, I'm kidding. I mean, fuck Cyberpunk.
Because you even played it yet, because, like, why would you until the next current-gen version's out?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I got the PS4 version, but I'm waiting until they upgrade and do all kinds of shit, you know, to it before I even delve into that junk pile of Cyberpunk 2077.
What would you say the worst game of this year is?
Ooh, God, man. The worst game that I played... I really haven't played much of anything, you know.
I've played all the bad stuff, so I don't know. I mean, I've seen some stinkers, like all the shovelware, but like that's shovelware, so it doesn't really count.
Yeah. I mean,
my biggest disappointment of the year was Gears of War 5.
Ooh, wow. Okay,
Lawnmower Simulator.
I barely got to like the first level. I just started playing other stuff, and the multiplayer was the same exact multiplayer I've played a billion times.
I think, like, we talked about this, Break, man. Like it's like it needs freshening, right? Like, it needs kind of an overhaul type deal. It's the same shit. The graphics are always great on those games. The story is okay. I mean, it's nothing to write home about, but it's time. It's time to do something completely different with that franchise, you know? I mean, agree. I don't know what else to say.
Just,
I mean,
give some unique gameplay or something, just something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking through my collection. I mean, I think the most disappointing game I played all year,
I know one. 13. The re-release of 13 was pretty bad.
13. Oh God, that I didn't play it. Thankfully,
I played the original.
Yeah, the original was fun and fresh.
David Coffey on the voice.
Here's the thing.
He didn't.
I got review code for the game.
Yeah.
Found out how horrible it was. I haven't even touched it. I'm not gonna touch it until you fix it, or at least fix the problems with it. I don't know if they'll completely fix it because that seems unlikely. But at least I'll be able to rate the game the way it should have been.
Yeah. All right. Well, that pretty much wraps things up. And then, so you guys have any final thoughts? It's the last show of the year. Anything? Any parting gifts of wisdom?
I mean, maybe if there's no party next weekend or something. But I doubt it, Frank. More than likely, I won't be able to do it.
Well, that's what I figured.
I don't think any game's going to be worst game of the year for me other than that Haunted House game that I played, the remake of a Haunted House game from the Atari days.
Oh, God, yeah. You played that?
They remade that?
Yeah. Haunted House Cryptic Graves. It was the most awful game I've ever had to review.
Oof.
Wow. I didn't even finish because it was so bad.
Wow. That's pretty terrible, man. Yeah. I mean, I don't play crap. Like, I go based off of recommendations from you guys or, you know, I don't have time to waste my time on shit anymore. So I wait till things go on sale and I go from there. You know, I mean, I that's just how it is. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I played some pretty good games this year and haven't really played any shitty ones. So, you know. That game is okay at worst.
He's thinking of the original. I'm talking about this game. They remade the game. They did a reboot of the game for the PC, and it's not great at all.
Hmm. I was just looking online to see what other people thought of it as far as ratings. 0.5 stars out of 5. 0.5, 0.5, 2, 0.5, 0.
Which game is this?
Yours, the Haunted House Cryptic Games.
Right.
Those are other reviews I'm seeing from like random people online.
Yeah.
Like the highest score was a 2. So
yeah. Trying to look through like my list of games. I mean, I really haven't played anything shitty. You know. I mean, I played Outer Worlds, which is pretty fucking good. I mean, that's you know. I mean, Dark Souls I beat this year. I guess I could have thrown that into my honorable mentions. It's a great remake.
Wait, Dark Souls or Demon?
Demon Souls. Oh, my bad. Demon Souls. Plague Tale: Innocence definitely gets a special mention. I think it's a fantastic game that I played this year. But other than that, I really haven't played much crap. You know, I mean, I think the closest, maybe the most disappointing game is Close to the Sun. It's basically a walking sim. You know, I mean, it is what it is. It's nothing to write home about, but, other than that, I really haven't played any shitty games, and I wouldn't even consider Close to the Sun a shitty game. Yeah. You know, so.
I also wouldn't consider Gears of 5 to be a shitty game either.
Right, just disappointing.
It hasn't changed over the years. It's the same Gears I've always played, and it's just I'm bored with that.
Yeah, I know. I definitely feel that, Breakman, for sure. You know, it is what it is. So there you go. All right, I think that's going to pretty much wrap it up, unless you guys have any words of wisdom going on into the new year.
No, but there is one more sale I do want to mention, especially it might be of Break's interest, but the Star Wars Force Unleashed games on the Xbox are on sale for like $5 each, I think.
All right.
Yeah, I saw that, the original Xbox games. I like them better on PC.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Jedi Academy was a lot better on PC.
Breakman.
I don't think this PC could handle it. The PC I had back then.
The Force Unleashed. I'm not sure that did get a PC release.
Wait, am I thinking? I'm thinking of Jedi Academy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the game where you play Starkiller.
Oh yeah, I do. Okay, yeah, there was a sequel to that one too. Okay, I do remember that now. There's a level where you're trying to bring down a Star Destroyer just using the Force. Or was it a Star Destroyer or was it just a TIE Fighter?
No, it was a Star Destroyer.
TIE Fighter.
Mm, whatever. I can't remember exactly what it was. But you're trying to bring it down with the Force. Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah. Okay. I'm with you now.
Breakman, any parting words before we go on into the new year?
Also, there's also one more deal that I wanted to mention, but... The entire Tomb Raider trilogy is on sale as well. I think it's like $20.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
No.
All right. Breakman, any parting wisdom?
Damn it! I can't find it.
You can't find it, Harmy. So that means the end of the show, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I can't find Harmy. I think the cat might be laying on it. I don't want to.
Yeah, don't disturb the cat.
Break
man.
Once for Christmas.
Not physically kick her. Let me move her off the spot. Oh, guess what I found?
Oh God!
Oh, let's do some Christmassy music.
All Oh boy, that is the worst rendition of Jingle Bells I have ever heard in my entire life. There was no...
my own music, it's not Jingle Bells.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, I guess I could try Jingle Bells.
Oh god, man, this is a train wreck, man. That I think... You know what? You're so lucky you have exile powers this year, or this next few episodes of Grinders.
Yeah, stop criticizing my harmonica. You're exiled.
Oh, God. Son of a bitch. He's gonna have so much fun the next 3 weeks, man. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hi-ho the Dario. Oh, that's not what you're singing. Yeah.
Whatever. I'm done.
All right. I don't know. For me, to everybody that's listening, I mean, you know, it's been another banner year for the Grinders, and I don't have a best of or anything like that for next week. So this will be the final episode. But you know, I mean, for everybody that's stuck with us through 14 years of nonsense, you know, going on 15 years, it's really cool to know, like, people like Slagar, Freak Five, you know, everybody out there that's been through with us. Some, you know, from the very beginning, like Dungeon Buster, which we haven't seen in a long time. You know, and others, you know, thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. And, you know, looking forward to another great year in this coming year. You know, maybe a surprise or two here and there. So, you know, it is what it is. But, we're going to have more tournaments. We're going to have more fun. We're going to have... just everything in general that you guys are normally used to, and maybe a few surprises here and there. I'll work up some new segments, and these guys are creative enough to come up with some segments of their own as well. And we'll test things out, you know, see how things work in the new year. But I'm looking forward to another great banner year in the world of video gaming, and especially in RPGs, you know, from our house to yours. Hope you guys have a good holiday, whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate, you know, and all that fun stuff. Anything else, guys?
Oh, there's a free Steam key for Haunted House Cryptic Graves. I just found on there.
And remember, if Santa's ever stiffed you on a gift, all you have to do is give him some keto cookies.
Yeah.
Bullshit. I've seen Home Alone. You trap the motherfucker. You set up booby traps all through the house.
Right.
Just like you take out a thief, and you get that little bitch when he's coming down the chimney or comes through the front door, wherever, man. He's tripping on Legos and...
Well, I wasn't going to give you the felon answer. You give me the felon answer.
Well, what? Right, like he's going to go to the cops. Come on.
Right, right.
I'm Santa Claus, and he assaulted me. Yeah, right, cuckoo man.
Yeah, right. You're going to the slammer. So there you go. Well, how dare you ruin everybody else's Christmas, break man. I mean, I would have given you an exile for that, but, you know, just saying. You know.
You're never getting me a TurboGrafx-16 or a Sega Genesis, you son of a bitch.
Oh, man. All right, guys, I think that just about sums it up for the Grinders this year. But it's another fantastic year with these knuckleheads, and looking forward to another great year. Anything else before we leave, gentlemen?
No, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa,
Holidays, Yule,
Solstice, and I can't
Festivus. Festivus.
Festivus, sorry. Yeah. Okay, I think that's all.
Right. All right. Eric, anything else?
Stay safe.
All right. Stay safe.
Get vaccinated and boosted, especially if you're going to visit family, and get yourself tested, too, as well.
All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next year. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
So really, nobody's gonna interrupt the final game of the year. I am done. Or maybe I spoke too.